This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
I was almost late, but I have an excuse. So, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Plainly stated, Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet with 50 million rounds on hand at all times, constant, you know, stream of ammunition coming in, stream of ammunition going out. That's what makes them special. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, it's past Monday. Alan Gottlieb had to sick his people on the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services for impeding on foster and adoptive parents' Second Amendment rights. That sounds quite generic, doesn't it? It's actually quite outrageous. And, I mean, this is definitely signs that we're going to hell in a handbasket. They filed a lawsuit on behalf of two couples, William and Jill Johnson and Brian and Naomi Mason. The Johnsons were going to take custody of their grandson to keep him from going into foster care. When they went to pick them up, William, who is a retired disabled Marine with a concealed pistol license, was searched for a firearm. He was not carrying a firearm at the time, and at that point they told him that they would be required to provide all firearm serial numbers to the agency as part of a registry. When Johnson questioned them, he was given a surprising response. If you want to care for your grandson, you will have to give up some of your constitutional rights. He must be a better man than me, because that person would have been spitting out their teeth. What do you mean if I want to take care of my grandson, I have to give up my constitutional rights? Don't you know I am a former Marine? When they appeared before a Gojobic County Court judge, the judge reiterated the agency worker's statement. And he said, "We know we are violating numerous constitutional rights here, but if you do not comply, we will remove the boy from your home." According to Alan Gottlieb, the founder and executive vice president of the Second Amendment Foundation, the statements from agency workers and judges were outrageous. He said, "This amounts to coercion. With a child as their bartering chip, I cannot recall ever hearing anything so offensive and egregious, and we've handled cases like this in the past. Blatantly telling someone they must give up their civil rights in order to care for their own grandchild is simply beyond the pale. This is a case that we simply must pursue. State agencies and the people who work in these agencies simply cannot be allowed to disregard someone's civil rights." The lawsuit alleges the MDHHS policy violates foster parents' right to self-defense inside and outside of the home, which is protected under the Second Amendment. The first question that comes to mind is, why has this never come up before, or has it happened before in other places? Now, I know that I've heard of adoptions not taking place, and I've heard of foster care not taking place because of guns, but I've never heard of this where a blood relative is told they have to disarm in order to care for their child. That one has got to be slapped down, without a doubt. Have you ever thought of yourself as a gun owner, as someone who is segregated? We are segregated because we walk around carrying guns. It's very clear that segregating people because they exercise the civil and human right to bear arms in defense is disgraceful. And it is increasing. The perpetrators are growing bolder in their demands and actions. And this is no different than the segregationist policies practiced against other protected classes and civil rights groups. And the reasons are the same as well. Fear, irrational hatred of things unfamiliar, pure prejudice, bias, uncontained hostility aimed at the target of their rage. And in this case, which would be the most law-abiding people in the country. Laws and policies that focus on and discriminate against me and you, and the fact that we own guns, bear a startling resemblance to Jim Crow laws that discriminate against black Americans starting in the post-Civil War era. And all of those have been declared uniformly unconstitutional. So the people who perpetrate these "we don't want you at the lunch counter" laws are the criminals, not the people they ban from shopping or having a meal with their families. This is one of the reasons, okay, that I finally stopped. I said something about Glock. Because there has to be a line you draw somewhere. We have long passed the time when this sort of paranoid and offensive behavior should be tolerated. If you know people that are so irrationally afraid of you, because they know you're armed, and they're afraid to be around you because they know you're armed, and then they ask us not to enter a public place, and then they're going to trust us to obey because, well, they know that we're law-abiding. Those that are that afraid of you, they need help. Or at the very least, they need to discontinue this offensive and discriminatory behavior. Now, there have been laws already introduced at the state level to officially recognize what federal law has on the books for decades. And few disagree that discrimination against constitutional rights is and ought to be illegal and punished. So that means that the national reciprocity argument of states' rights is that, you know, it's not valid. Not in this case. There is no state right that states they can take away your civil rights. The civil rights that are there. And if you're part of a federal system, I mean, you know, sort of in that. But the civil rights that are there are just, they're the law. So, we should no longer tolerate discrimination and be segregated because of the peaceful exercise of the right to keep and bear arms. This may mean protesting Costco. Costco has an unwritten policy of not allowing concealed weapons in there. They won't put up a sign, but if they notice you with a weapon somehow, some way, they will ask you to leave the shop, the store, the club, the warehouse club, and put your gun in your car, even though you weren't doing anything. We are normal. We don't need to be stereotyped. We're not a group of criminals. We have no malfeasance. We have no sick behavior. And that needs to be recognized, you little snowflakes. If you believe that a no-gun door sign prevents gunfire, you are delusional. You're showing a lot of disrespect for honest people. And, that the very fact that you put that up is crying out for an intervention. Now, if this were racist instead of gunnist, even the leftists would understand that. And, you know, we would be a protected race. So, you know, do I have a link to the Glock quote? I did the Glock quote. Being asked in the chat room, do I have a link to the Glock quote? I put a video up about that. I decided to forego Glock because the owner of Glock doesn't care about gun rights. He doesn't care about whether you are armed because he knows he has law enforcement, and that's slipping away. He didn't get the military contract, and he completely disregards the civilian market. Okay, but I'm the originator of the Glock quote. Go see the video. No more Glocks for me. Lock and Load Radio 1. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet. That not only houses that 50 million rounds on hand, but it also houses one of the best selections of magazines I've ever seen for whether it's your semi-automatic pistol or rifle. They have them there. Check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. I can prove that the gun grabbers, the professional gun grabbers, are delusional, self-absorbed, snowflake idiots, and I can do it right now. See, right now, every town for gun safety, which used to be the illegal mayors for that don't like guns but are looking for some moms that need some action or whatever it was called, they say that they're seeing momentum in the push for state-level gun regulation. Shannon Squeaky Watts got out there and said, when you look at what's happening in state houses across the country, the gun safety movement is winning in state after state, even in this challenging political environment, because volunteers and gun violence survivors have become the counterweight to the gun lobby. She didn't point out a few things. In Atlanta, it's past April in Atlanta, when they showed up in the counter-protest, which was nowhere near the venue, they were giving homeless people their T-shirts so they would put those on so they could take their group portrait to show the dozens that were there to counter the 80,000 that were 80,000 plus that were there. That was the safest weekend in Atlanta in a long time. Now, the issues of concern to every town range from tightening up criminal background checks, which how tight do they need to be to preventing domestic abusers from possessing firearms? So, let's go into some of this. They said federal law, which applies in all states, prohibits spouses and certain boyfriends and girlfriends who've been convicted of misdemeanor domestic violence crimes from having firearms. But without analogous state law, state and local officials cannot enforce prohibitions against domestic abusers. Now, here's where they're protesting states' rights. On the one hand, they say there can't be national reciprocity because of states' rights. But then on the other hand, they say, well, but we can't have states' rights because we got to have this federal law applied. This is what it means to be a gun grabber. In the past 3 years, six states have passed domestic abuse laws where they pertain to firearms. In the same time, two states have gone further by passing laws requiring convicted domestic abusers to turn in their firearms. Now, on that one, I don't have a problem with that one, because if they're convicted, that's a different thing altogether. I just don't want to get rid of the due process part of it. Every town has come up with this, what they're calling a web tool, where they compare state gun laws across the country over a 25-year period. Their legal team spent more than a year putting together the information pertaining to 71 state gun laws going back to 1991 to offer a glimpse of how these laws have changed over the years. They entered the gun debate when it launched in 2014 with an eye on expanding federal background checks to cover gun shows and internet transactions, which, by the way, background checks already cover. Congratulations! That plan ultimately failed because that's not what they were looking for. They were looking for universal background checks. So they decided to set their sights on individual states that don't require all gun shows to submit to federal background checks, which is erroneous. They make it sound like there are just thousands of guys selling their private collections there. And they bring thousands of guns to do it. Has anybody, now, surely some of you have been to gun shows. Surely you go to the gun show and then you'll be out there and you'll say, hey, where's all these guns I can buy without a background check? And if you find a table of a guy, he might have five guns there. I have seen some guys that walk around with a gun slung with a price hanging off of it. Here's the reason for that. Because when they set up the Brady Law, they did away with what was referred to as the tabletop FFL. That was everybody who had FFLs in order to sell guns to their friends. And, you know, now they've got to have like a dungeon to hide everything in, bars on the windows and everything. It's got to be a very fortified building to get an FFL now. When they did that, when they made certain people not have to have FFLs, the stipulation was that only FFLs would have to do the background check. So they got what they wanted. But now they want more, which is another hallmark of the gun grabber. Everytown argues that all gun sales should be federally regulated and point to this loophole in the nation's gun violence problem as a case in point. What gun violence problem? Idiots. What gun violence problem? You need to be looking at violent crime, not gun violence. You need to be looking at the causes of violent crime, gang warfare, all this other stuff. First of all, if we got rid of all of the mayors in the inner city, we would get rid of 50% of all murders. 50% of all murders, because your policies would have taken us down that primrose path. Universal background checks are that's code for gun registry, because it doesn't work without a gun registry. We know that. You know that. You know that we know. And yet you keep talking because you seem to think that the low info voter is going to be voting for you. And we've seen what happens with gun registry, and we've seen what's happened in modern times. In Australia, they had that. And then the first chance they had, the first bad crime that happened, the Port Arthur massacre, they went about doing coercive confiscation, which they didn't get all of them. There's no way they got all of them. They collected 600,000 guns in that particular period. Is that all that was in Australia at that time? I'm pretty sure there's more than that in a third of the state that I live in. So it's a little bit like watching somebody who has qualified for 5-0, whatever their tax-free status is, it's like watching them go through that, and you know that they're smart because they got that worked out and everything. And then they see the windmill, and they get at the base of the windmill, and they start screaming at it like they're Don Quixote. If it, I'm in it for public safety. I believe that an armed populace makes the public safer. That specter of, I don't know who's going to shoot me if I try to jack somebody, slows a few things down, without a doubt. So, we're about to take a break right quick. When we get back, this is a time to call your representative and your senator and tell them, I don't care what you do, you better do what you can. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. I mean, picture that if you can. That's a warehouse. And this is three tiers of storage inside the warehouse. 50 million rounds on hand at all times. Ammunition going out, ammunition coming in. Check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. Is there anybody out there besides me who is wondering what's up with all of these rock singers now? Anybody besides me? I mean, Chris Cornell committed suicide. And now Chester Bennington of Linkin Park has committed suicide. I don't understand that at all. How can you be somebody with a... Well, I know to a certain degree there's a dark side to everybody that's an artist. But... I just don't know. I mean, both of those guys were fathers with children. What kind of greed is that? But I digress. I have been watching for the last several months, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the new Republican team. You've got a GOP-led White House, and Senate. And they have not been getting key legislative results at the level that people reasonably expect. Now, Trump has quietly rolled back 800 Obama-era regulations, which that's money. That's all money coming back to business. Nobody's talking about that because everybody expects it to be in the form of legislation. One Republican leader said this week to Newt Gingrich, when you travel around the country, you discover the base is very unhappy because they do not see any of the major projects being completed. They elected a Republican House in 2010. They elected a Republican Senate in 2014. They elected a Republican president in 2016, and now they're getting frustrated. They want results. Big results. Now, with this lack of action... This is what I refer to as snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. The core problem is not that Republicans are not trying hard enough. The problem is that they have set unattainable goals, and they keep crashing on the rocks publicly. If you're going to eat an elephant, you have to take the first bite, Republicans. Former Prussian Chancellor Otto von Bismarck warned that politics is the art of the possible, the attainable, the art of the next best. Now, the job of leadership is to take and figure out what is best, define what is possible, and then figure out a way to achieve it. Sometimes trying to do something you can't do is a formula for frustration and defeat. And Republicans know what they have to do, but they don't have the votes to do what they have to do. So instead, they must learn to identify what they can do. Reagan had a constant desire to force a successful negotiation and get as much as he could and then come back another day for another step forward, which is exactly the way we've gotten where we are today with the leftists. He understood that dismantling the big government system was like eating that elephant. Now, Republicans are about to take a very, very serious challenge because they're trying to cut taxes. And if they persist in pushing a very large, complex tax reform plan, they will fail. So they have to keep it simple. Americans love tax cuts. Well-designed tax cuts can attract a wide range of support from people who will get to keep more money and create more jobs. Well-designed and popular tax cuts can attract a big enough coalition that Democrats who were up for re-election in 2018 may decide that survival requires voting yes. Look at the 1981 Reagan tax cuts and the 1996 welfare reform bills to see how it works when a large number of Democrats have to vote with Republicans to survive. But on the other hand, aside from the government elites, you know, most Americans don't care about tax reform. Tax reform invariably creates winners and losers, and the losers invariably fight harder than the winners. Republicans have spent a lot of time talking about repealing and replacing Obamacare. They did it 8 times. When Obama was president, they thought they could get it done in the first quarter with one bill. It's a comedy of errors. Now they've been talking about this large, complex tax reform bill, which some thought they could have marked up back in February. That's language for actually putting it together and showing you what exactly it means. It's very unlikely that that kind of a bill could pass soon enough to boost the economy for 2018. So before they follow the same road on taxes that they have followed on health care, they might remember Einstein's warning that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Let's get what we can and let's get that done as fast as it can be done and then use the momentum of winning to come back and get some more. I'm told in my bike riding, for example, that it's better for me to take 5 10-mile rides during the week than 1 50-mile ride. Smaller steps. Steps that are easier to do. Riding 50 miles in this heat right now would be very difficult. Riding 10 is not so hard. You have to build momentum. You had it going in. And you guys have been so busy deciding that Trump isn't this and Trump isn't that and he's not that and he's not this. And we're going to talk about Bill Kristol in a little bit, some of his stupidity. You're ignoring one thing. No matter what you don't think Trump is, one thing that he definitely is the president. Electorally, the president. If it wasn't a landslide, it was a shellacking, considering what everybody was calling for November the 8th up to about 9 p.m. that evening. I would call it a landslide. I would call it a shocker. He was Buster Douglas, and Hillary was Mike Tyson. So sitting around and worrying about what the president does. And I know so many people are upset because he's on Twitter. Do you understand what he does to the media when he gets on Twitter? Do you not enjoy that part of it? I know some people, I know friends that think we're done. They think the country is done. But if it's, and I ask them, I'll be like, well, look, if you're looking for this kind of change that you want from politicians, you're not going to get that. You need to put on a plate carrier, get a rifle, and start a revolution. Because you're not going to get that from politicians. And you're not. They're trying to do it, and they're failing. We have a chance. I mean, with this, with everything that's in place right now, we have a chance to set the stage for some real good prosperity. And that's correct. In the chat room, saying, do not need Dems. Use nuclear option Dem setup and ignore the Dems. They have enough, if not, for Rhino Republicans. We don't need the Dems. When they get in power, and they will again, don't kid yourselves, they will ignore the Republicans. There will be none of this bipartisan nonsense. There will be none of it. Not going to happen. When we get back, we're going to talk about Bill Kristol, who used to be considered a conservative mind. Now, he just proves himself to be a leftist, an elite leftist. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, a crazy selection of every caliber that you could possibly imagine. If you've got a gun and they don't have ammunition for it, well, I don't know where that gun came from. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Bill Kristol, he's long been known as a conservative deep thinker. He tweeted July the 17th, maybe it's just me, but I find something off-putting about turning the White House into an exhibition hall for American tchotchkes. See, it's Made in America Week in Washington, D.C., and you would think this would be cause for bipartisan celebration. Why on earth would you be against highlighting the ingenuity, self-reliance, and success of our homegrown entrepreneurs and manufacturers? Well, enter Bill Kristol. He is an entrenched Beltway pundit who doesn't like Trump. He's a never-Trumper, just like everybody at National Review. And he ridiculed a festive kickoff event on Monday at the White House where President Donald Trump hosted companies from all 50 states to showcase their American-made products. And he tweeted, maybe it's just me, but I find something off-putting about turning the White House into an exhibition hall for American tchotchkes. That's the Yiddish word for useless trinkets. Tchotchkes. Tell that to the engineers at Hytrol, the Arkansas-based conveyor manufacturer that bought a mechanical display of their technology to the state dining room. Hytrol's late founder, Tom Loberg, started out as a gopher in an electronic parts warehouse during the Great Depression, worked his way up to designing Navy turbines, hydraulic pumps, and cylinders, and entered the conveyor belt business after perfecting bag transporting machinery for seed, grain, and tobacco farmers. His state-of-the-art products are now used by companies ranging from Amazon.com to Office Depot to leading pharmaceutical, retail, food, and publishing conglomerates around the world. He was a pioneer in the materials handling industry. Hytrol employs 1,300 high-skill workers and will rake in revenues of more than $200 million in this year alone. Tchotchkes. Tell that to the employees of Wisconsin Pierce Manufacturing, which displayed one of their 300,000 custom-built fire trucks on the White House front lawn. Pierce started out as an auto body shop operating out of a converted church and now boasts a 2,000-person workforce. They produce the iconic aerial tillers, pumpers, tankers, and rescue trucks driven by first responders across the country every day. Tell that to the Iowa-based RMA Armaments founder Blake Waldrop, former Marine and police officer who was inspired to manufacture stronger body armor after losing a comrade in Iraq to an IED attack. His ceramic plates, also featured at the Made in America event on Monday, have been purchased by the police departments in Baltimore, L.A., Waterloo, Iowa. He's working in partnerships to bring his products to the U.S. military and overseas. He said, "I always tell people I didn't invent armor any more than Steve Jobs invented the computer. I just found a better way to do it." Chachis. Or tell that to Delaware's ILC Dover. They participated in the Made in America exhibition, too. Is trademark trifling bobble? A spacesuit worn by every U.S. astronaut since Project Apollo. Prolific inventor turned industrialist Abram Spanel, a Russian-born son of Jewish garment workers, spun off the company from his giant latex conglomerate that manufactured everything from girdles and swimwear to canteens and lifeboats. They produced high-pressure suits and helmets for the Air Force before winning a contract to design suits for NASA. So in addition to displaying spacesuits used on the Space Shuttle and International Space Station programs, they brought the DoverPak flexible isolator system used by pharmaceutical companies in their manufacturing process. You know, it's a crying shame that D.C. is infested with a fit talking heads whose only successful manufactured product is condescending hostility towards people who are the real movers and shakers here in America. Patriotism is gauche, as he would say, and off-putting to an incurable Trump basher like Bill Kristol, who supported Hillary Clinton and her foreign subsidized pay-to-play cash machine over Donald Trump's unapologetic nationalism. Could Trump and his family's own companies do better in hiring American and manufacturing in America? Yeah. Could the White House be doing more to freeze foreign worker visas at both ends of the wage scale and truly put American workers first? Yeah. But if you're going to get out there and deride the makers and job creators who proudly show off their wares in the nation's capital at the invitation of the commander-in-chief, that takes a special level of anti-Trump lunacy and arrogance. It's almost infantile in its stupidity. Maybe it's just me, he was saying through his little smarmy face. I've never liked Bill Kristol. I didn't like Bill Kristol when he was supposedly a conservative. I certainly don't like him as a never-Trumper. I find him to be a condescending dude who has run past his sell-by date. He's got nothing to say. The only reason they don't like Trump is they knew that when Trump was going to come into Washington, he was not going to run it the way Washington runs. Even though Obama didn't run it the way Washington ran. But if Hillary had been elected, then even though he supported Hillary, he would have been deriding Hillary for however long she was president. So he's out there saying, maybe it's just me. Yeah, it is. It's just you, Kristol, and the rest of your Beltway Swamp Schmendricks, who turn up your noses at the tchotchkes that help save lives and move mountains and break barriers across the galaxy. What exactly does it take to impress you, little man? In the gun industry, there's a lot of people that, on a constant basis, behind the scenes, you don't know what most of them put up with, like Ammunition Depot. They have to walk on eggshells because they can't ship certain things to certain places. In the chat room, they're saying Bill Kristol and George Will, both globalists. That's true. George Will, too. George Will, never Trumper. these companies that are out there that employ people day in and day out, that make their payroll, make their taxes, stay in business, don't cross the they don't cross the law's boundaries or anything else. These guys are heroic, especially in 21st century America. And to get out there when all, you know, Crystal, Will, all of these guys, all they do is shape or attempt to shape opinion. I'm sure on some level they're for gun control. Because running around with a gun on you is so gauche. How can you wear a suit like that? How can you dress civilly like that when you're wearing a gun? By the way, where's my arm detail? They better be looking smart. These guys, people like these guys and the Republicans in Congress right now, they do not see the opportunity that beckons to them. And I mean, it's not sitting there trying to be coy or anything. It's jumping up and down, waving its arms. We can make America stupendous. Forget about great. We're already great. We can make it stupendous to be American, to be in America. They're too busy looking around, listening to people like Bill Kristol or George Will or Jonah Goldberg or Kevin Williamson or any of these other people that are out there. They're just never Trump because he's just too abrasive. Yeah. We're going to flip into hour number two. This is Lock and Load. There was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money. This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.